A lot of people can rely on their parents until age 26 for health insurance, but Jose Garcia, 21 years old, can't. He was in foster care his entire life and was covered, but now he's aged out.
I will be applying for Obamacare yet this week as soon as possible.
Hannah Shai is from the USC chapter of CalPERC. She's part of an effort to educate young people about their options.
You go up to an average student randomly and, you know, you ask, are you covered under health care? Do you have a health care plan? And more often than not, someone will say, I don't know. And so that's really the reality of it. The reality is that people don't know. So education and awareness, I think, is key.
But not everyone agrees that Obamacare is right for young people. Saro, a junior at USC who did not give his last name, thinks that even though the government's intentions were good, Obamacare falls short.
Just one of the examples on why this bill is such a disaster and it didn't meet the goals is that now it forces a lot of employers to pay for things that they really don't believe in, whether it's ethically, morally, or just financially. They don't think that they should be paying for it.
Campaigns such as Opt Out, which is funded by the billionaire Koch brothers, are targeting young people on college campuses with a very clear message. Obamacare is the wrong care. Opt Out has created a series of videos. In one video, a young woman is lying down on a gynecological examination table with her knees spread apart. When her doctor leaves the room, a creepy Uncle Sam pops up between her legs and she screams. It's a comic take on Obamacare for conservatives, but a serious issue for many young people like Jose Garcia, for whom opting out is not an option. Danielle Teresuk, Annenberg Radio News.